This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Yep. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about, you know, what do you do? What do you do when the telephones go down, the internet goes down? You know, you've got, you still have to maintain cash flow. You still have to pay the bills. The tax man's at the door. I mean, It's tough. It's tough. So Gwyneth has recommended thinking about, you know, multiple income streams. And it's kind of like investing. You know, some people recommend diversifying. What do we do here at the farm? Well, we raise cows and we do some other things as well. And so if one of those income streams takes a hit, well, there are the others. And they can help. Gwyneth, your thoughts.
Okay. Well, what I was saying about the butchers, I just thought I'd let everybody know there's particular farmers around here that I know that if I gave them a call that they would, for instance, be able to deliver a sheep to me. Okay, and that sheep might be on the hoof, or that sheep might be, you know, in some Ziploc bags, big ones.
Yeah.
Meaning that they would be happy to deliver some meat to me if I needed it, whether that meat was on the hoof or whether that meat was in nicely prepared packages. So that's a way that farmers around here operate as a bit of an extra way to earn income. And, you know, I had to buy some feed recently, and I contacted a farmer who lives locally. And these guys, I mean, we just have 20 acres of land, but these particular farmers, there's a lot of farmers around here who have full-on ranches of between 5, 10, maybe 20,000 acres, okay, so quite substantial holdings. And then there's these little 10 and 20-acre blocks, which are sort of located in various places. And, you know, so I bought the feed from this farmer, and then I said, oh, by the way, do you have some star posts and some fencing wire at your place at the moment? And he said, oh, well, let me have a think about that. Yeah, I think we have, actually. And so he went out and had a look and found that he had some spare fencing wire and some spare pickets. And so he came back to me and said, oh, yes, I've got X amount. And I said, great, I'll buy those as well. So that's a way that farmer is generating himself some extra income. Because obviously, I mean, in this country, okay, fences for farmers are a tax deduction. Okay. So if you're a farmer and you have fences. The fences need replacing every now and again, okay? They have a depreciation schedule, and they're a tax deduction. So you pull your old fences out, and you replace them with brand spanking new fences, and then you don't have to pay that money to the tax man. It's, you know, it goes for harvesters. It goes for you know, the price that you have to pay to get livestock onto the farm, it goes for practically everything. But the thing is that that farmer is, you know, he's then got a whole lot of used fencing wire and used star pickets lying around his place. And so then he is able to liquidate them. So that's what a lot of farmers actually do. And it earns them an income, an extra income, you know. And but like I say, if you're a sheep farmer, you don't just have sheep. You'll have a wheat crop. That's diversification, but it's still farming, okay? And then you would take some of your income and you might decide there's another farmer who lives locally. He has stallions, standard bred stallions. That's another way that he earns himself an income because he's got good standard bred stallions. His stallions run with the sheep. And they also help to protect the sheep from dog attack. It's this flexible way of thinking that we are talking about here to for people to not just be focused on one particular way of doing things and one particular way of acting, you know, and painting themselves into a corner, basically. So, yeah, this is it. And in a farming economy, people tend to do this as a matter of course. Their land produces a bit of produce, it produces a bit of income, and they take that income and they say, right, where can I put that? And so they tend to keep the cash circulating through the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how things tend to happen around here. Is that more or less how things would happen where you are, Vincent?
Yeah,
amongst the farmers themselves.
Yeah, it's exactly the way it happens here, and there's another component to that. So, for example, we have some farmer friends, and they raise different produce items in their gardens than we do, and so what happens is. They'll say, you know what, we've got extra of this, and actually, they'll just show up with it. They'll just show up with it and say, we had this extra, and we wanted you to have it. And so what do? Well, when we have surpluses, we do the same thing, but we also do something else. So, for example, it's become known in our neck of the woods that when people have difficulty with their machinery, it kind of shows up here, and you know their vehicles, and so they'll say, "Can you take a look at this, and can we look under it and see what that banging noise is, or where that oil leak is coming from?" And so we put it up on the lift, and we say, "Okay, well, you know, we know what to do. We can fix that. Here's what it's going to take," and so we will fix their vehicles on a friendship basis for them. And then they help us with things that we need. So there's this, you can call it an underground economy, you can call it bartering, you can call it just being
gift
friends.
Gift economy.
Yeah, gift economy. And we're all friends, and we do these things for each other. And it's really kind of nice.
Yeah. And, you know, something, the thing is, these farmers that I've got to meet, since I've been here, most of them are absolutely fantastic, and I would consider them to be my friends, you know.
Yeah,
it's not that, like, I'm the customer and that they're the ones who have the goods that I need, and so I'm buying. They absolutely do become your friends, you
but
know.
What we don't do is we don't have our hand out.
No.
You know, when we go help someone, if they're stuck on the side of the road, and you know, we say, you know, we'll get our backhoe out and, you know, pull them out, or our tractor and the chain, and, you know, pull them out of the ditch, or if they get stuck in the mud on their farm and we bring our tractor over and some chains, you know, we'll pull them out. We don't go, listen, that was an hour and 45 minutes, and you know, I could have been doing something else. And here is what it cost me in time, and so here's what you owe me. We don't do that. We just think that, you know, it's the right thing to do. They're kind of in a jam, and we are able to help them. And we feel fortunate that we're able to help them. We really do.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, there are some people whom we have helped, and they take it for granted, and they don't appreciate it, and they don't say thank you. That only happens once. That only happens once.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it does, we don't have so much time anymore for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, and these are the kind of people that will throw their trash out the window, you know, when they're driving by. So I'm not saying that they're forgetful. I'm saying that they're a deliberate menace, you know, in the area.
Yeah.
So we try to help them and try to encourage them to see the light. But if they don't see the light the first time, we don't waste any more time on them. And I mean that.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I've been doing this for years, you know, encouraging people to become self-sufficient. And what I've determined is some people you just can't. It doesn't work. So I don't waste time on people who aren't interested in helping themselves. Now, I love it when people help themselves. I really do. And let me give you an example of a story that just happened. So I sent two books, which I think are among the very best books on plumbing and wiring, and home plumbing. I sent them to our daughter. I wanted her to have them at her house. And so she had them. She just received them. And she had them on the kitchen counter. And one of her friends came by. And this guy is, you know, a little older than our daughter. And he saw the book on wiring on her counter. And he said, "Can I borrow that?" So he borrowed the book.
Oh, no. He didn't bring it back, did he?
No. It's a great story. I know this guy. I really like this guy. And when I when I go to the East Coast, you know, I try to spend a little bit of time with him. You know, we'll go have a bite to eat or something like that, something that I don't normally do, or he'll come over. And he's a really, really good guy. And so he borrowed the book because he needed to fix an electrical problem. So my next reaction to that was the minute I heard about that, I got on the computer in the kitchen, and I searched for that very book because I wanted to send it to him so he could have his own copy. Why? Because he took the initiative to try to fix this thing himself, and I thought that was really neat.
Oh, that was great.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going into another break. Gwyneth Isaacs, we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements supplements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, I found on the internet, used books, and I've given a couple of these away for people who really will use them. I don't want to waste money. And I found that you can buy these books that are typically, $27 for about $4 on the internet, but they're used. Sometimes they've got writing on them. Sometimes they have a person's name on them. Sometimes they say library discard on them. Anyway, if they're good books, I explain to the person I'm buying them for that I think this is the best book on that particular subject for me. And so I bought one for me, and I bought one for, this other person as well. And I explained to them that, I don't think it's necessary to always buy brand new things for somebody else. And I've explained that. So, class, what I'm saying is I think if you want to do that, buy something that's used for somebody else, I think it's okay. I really do. Now, I'm not talking about used shoes and, used clothing. I'm talking about, durable goods and books and things like that. So that's okay with me. And so that's what I've done. And sometimes you can't buy brand new what you're looking for. Sometimes it's not available anymore. Sometimes it's not made anymore.
Yeah. So I would absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. There's in the town that's about 40 kilometers away, it's more or less, they have as their town business antique shops. they're on the highway. I go up there sometimes, and I look for equipment that I need at this place in the antique shop, because I know that probably I might get it there, whereas for me to buy it new, it would be prohibitively expensive because hardly anybody makes this sort of equipment anymore. But often it's available as in the antique shops because they specialize in, like, old country farmhouse type antiques. That's what most of the shops in this particular town, specialize in. And there's about four or five shops in this small country town, and it's developed the whole town has developed a reputation with the people coming up from Melbourne. There's people who come up all the way from Melbourne, which is like 250 kilometres away. They'll drive all the way up to this one little country town, and they'll go antique shopping in this one little country town. And, it's a good business for them.
Sure.
But I go there, and I know what I'm after, and I'll ask in the shops, and they all know me because I've bought a lot of stuff from them in the past, and I say, do you have X, Y, and Z? And they'll go, let me think. I think I do have one of them out the back. Or you might want to try so-and-so down the road. And this is the thing. This is how rural economies naturally settle if they're left to themselves, okay? That everybody gets to know everybody. The people who have a good reputation, they become, they get favour. The people who rip people off, don't pull their weight, etc., they become less favoured. That's just how it works.
Interesting, so you mentioned that. It's interesting you mention that. And that brought up the thought, when I lived in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I would ask a shopkeeper, do you have such and such, just as you mentioned. And if they did not have it, the next question would be, well, do you know where I can go to get it? And the answer would be always the same. No, don't know. Now, they did know. They absolutely did know, but they wouldn't tell me.
But they didn't want
now,
to send
in
you
Missouri,
to their competitors.
Right, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it because they figured that they'd lose me as a customer. Now, in Missouri, it's a little different. In Missouri, oftentimes they'll say, geez, we're out of them. But you can get them, at this other place down the road.
Yeah.
Now, when somebody says that to me, I think, I kind of like these guys because they're willing to send me to their competition. So I want to come back to the first guy as well. I need to get it at the competition now, but I want to come back to the first guy because he treated me right and helped me, even though he didn't have it. Yeah. So two ways of looking at it. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Gwen, it's interesting what just happened in the last few minutes. So, I went down to the garage to check on the calf, the first calf that was born in, Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, just as it's getting dark. And I saw another calf in the garage. So now we have two newborn calves in the garage. And what happened was Mrs. Finelli and our son were out feeding the cows, and they noticed a newborn calf, really cold, just born, and they brought him into the garage. So now we have two calves sleeping on some hay, in the garage. Now, here's what that means. So Orschlin, the company that would not help me with the colostrum, well, not only did they lose that sale, but now they've lost the replacement milk and colostrum for the next calf. So now they've lost twice as much by not helping me. So now, while I'm not shopping at Orschlin for the milk replacer and the colostrum, I'm going to not be shopping there for the other things that I need. So it kind of works like, you know, and I'm delighted.
That's absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head there.
You know, this was unanticipated. We did not expect to have this two calves in the garage, but we do. And we just need to, you know, it's as simple as this. In this modern world of corporations making sure that they take care of their shareholders at the expense of everyone else, like their customers, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to take care of ourselves before we take care of the corporations. That's how it's going to be. And we're going to be loyal to people who are loyal to us. We are not going to be loyal to people who are not loyal to us. It's as simple as that. Do you agree with that, Gwyneth?
I absolutely agree with that. Yep.
Okay.
Because why should we take our money out of our local economies, okay, and put it into a corporate pocket, which is, you know, where's that money going to end up anyway? I'll tell you where it's going to end up if you put it into a corporate pocket. It's going to end up, you know, with some billionaire CEO who you've never met and doesn't mm-hmm. give a rip about you, mm-hmm. buying a new house or a new swimming pool or having round-the-world trips with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be.
Yep.
You know,
and his wife
rather
and
put...
His wife and nanny stay
home.
With
his wife sitting at home none the wiser. That's right. I would much rather put that money into the pocket of the farmer down the road who is really, you know, I don't know any farmer who's not battling to stay afloat. Most of them work hugely long hours, you know. Like I said, the farmer that I mentioned earlier, they have a contracting business where they own harvesters and they go around and they contract harvest other people's wheat crops for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat
mm-hmm.
is the major cereal crop around here. But a lot of farmers, they don't put in enough wheat to justify, you know, actually going out and buying the machinery for themselves. You know, maybe they, instead of having like 10 or 20 or 30,000 acres of land, maybe they only have 500 acres. And, mm-hmm. You know, if they've only got 100 acres of wheat instead of 1,000 or 5,000 acres of wheat, it doesn't really justify them buying a harvester. So they get in the contract harvesters, and I'm sure that it will operate something similar where you are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this. I would rather put money into their pocket than into the pocket of a big corporation.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's happening in our neck of the woods is people have need for our mechanical expertise. And we have the need for some hay that we can't grow enough hay. So what's happening now is we are gifting our labor, our work, for a gift of hay. They're gifting us hay,
yep.
And we're gifting them work. And
yep.
And what's really nice about this gifting business, this gifting enterprise, this gifting model, is the other team isn't siphoning off the top of that. So it's just between us and them, and there's no theft going on with the other team. I'm talking about, like, you know, the government. Speaking of the government, I wanted to share this article with you. Now, you said some things that I think people new to this broadcast may not believe. They may think that you're making this stuff up. They may think that, you know, when you talk about the kidnappers, when you talk about the blue team saying, you know what, I can make this ticket go away. All you have to do is, you know, hop in the back seat with me and or, you know, I'll come to your house and, you know, you can do me a favor. You know, that kind of thing. I'm talking about sexual predators. Yeah, well, okay, some people may not believe. Okay, but some people may not believe this when you say it, Gwyneth. But let me read this article. This is in the Los Angeles Times. Mainstream. Okay? And January 16th. Headline. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is charged with selling drugs and offering to hire other cops to protect dealers. What this article is saying is there's a deputy is charged with selling drugs, and he is the ringleader that will hire other cops to protect criminals, drug dealers. Goes on to say, a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has been charged with operating a large-scale drug trafficking scheme in which he boasted that he hired other law enforcement officers to provide security to dealers and could assault people. Let me say it a different way. He could assault people for his clients, according to court records. This guy's name is Collins. Collins and three other men were arrested by FBI agents in a sting operation when they arrived to what they thought was a drug deal, according to records unsealed after the arrest. Court documents show that Collins, 50 years old, has been under investigation for months. He was recorded by agents discussing his extensive drug trafficking network, past criminal conduct, and willingness to accept bribes to use his law enforcement status for criminal purposes. He goes on to say, I fix problems. Collins was recorded saying to an undercover agent, I make a lot of things go away. This is a guy in uniform. This is a guy in uniform with gun and other instruments of death at his disposal, hired to protect and serve, and he was protecting and serving criminal enterprise or criminal enterprises. That's who this guy was. So when you say, Gwyneth, when you say that this happens, the blue team does this,
they're not on your side.
Right.
The government's not on your side. The blue team's not on your side. Okay? They're operating as a cartel. And I don't know of any law enforcement agency anywhere that is not operating as a cartel. Okay? That means a criminal network. It sounds as if things in L.A. have gone downhill since Michael Rupert was the head of narcotics enforcement for the LAPD. Unfortunately, Michael Rupert, a couple of years ago, took his own life. Very, very unfortunate. And, you know, just the pressure of decades and decades of trying to expose these sorts of problems and to try and wake up people, and it eventually got too much for him, and unfortunately he took his own life a year or two ago, and I was very, very upset to hear that. But he used to be the head of narcotics enforcement for the LAPD, and he confronted Comey when Comey was the head of the CIA, okay, and in a public press conference, And he said, I know for a fact, my name is Michael Rupert. I'm the head of narcotics enforcement for the LAPD. And I know for a fact that you and your boys are shipping narcotics into LA from Mexico and South America. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Comey? And Mr. Comey was quite at a loss for words at that time. But that particular interview, press conference or whatever, was filmed and is still there on YouTube. And anyone can go and find it. So if you go into your favorite search engine and type in Michael Rupert, that's R-U-P-P-E-R-T, confronts the head of the CIA, you'll see it. And I'm pretty sure it was Jim Comey at that time. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it was him. And, you know, we need to stop supporting these disrespectful pieces of work, because they're not honorable humans. They're evil, 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 evil people.
When we come back,
you know,
Gwen, yep. When we come back, I'm going to read three short paragraphs. It'll probably take me less than a minute to continue about this story. It's unbelievable. Class, please don't touch that dial.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go to
the
PC
for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Gwyneth, I'm going to post this article from the Los Angeles Times about the criminal cops. And I just want to read a little bit more from this article. It goes on to say, last year, not an undercover agent met with Collins. Now, Collins is the cop who has been charged with running a criminal enterprise. Last year, an undercover agent met with Collins while posing as the relative of a wealthy investor looking to finance an illegal marijuana grow house. The deputy offered to provide security and said they had three teams already working in the region, including one that was protected an illegal marijuana grow house disguised as an auto repair shop. In another meeting to discuss the security plan for the grow house, Collins showed off his sheriff's badge and lifted his shirt to show a gun in his waistband, the complaint said. He later said that he could provide teams of security made up of cops who travel with guns and boasted that he and two comrades were hired by a client to set ablaze an $85,000 Cadillac truck in order to intimidate someone. I'm paraphrasing. Collins sold about 2 pounds of marijuana to the agent for $6,000 as a test run to demonstrate his ability to arrange and carry out deals, federal authorities allege. The deputy said that he had connections to marijuana operations in Northern California and could sell the agent $4 million of marijuana each month. This is what we're talking about. This is big business.
But it totally does not surprise me. These people have definitely lost the moral high ground. These police are the problem. And, you know, they're not on your side. They're actually more or less, if you could see into their clubhouse, into their back room, you would see them operating, you know, that they are a criminal cartel. They're not just operating as a criminal cartel. They are a criminal cartel. And they operate in everything from child kidnapping to highway robbery to, you know, drug trafficking, you name it. And most of the time, when police do big drug busts, the drugs come in the front door, they sit in the evidence room for a day or so, and then they mysteriously get picked up by somebody and end up going out the back door. And they end up on the streets.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens,
you know,
when
that's
you say...
how it's been for decades in most places in the world.
Yeah. And so what happens when the person who's... we'll call it equipment or whatever it might be, it goes missing. What happens? Well, you know, we can't find it. It's disappeared. So the cops steal whatever it is from a person.
Yeah.
They put it in the evidence room. It disappears. It's unbelievable that they're not held accountable for the property of a person that they steal from and then claim it's been lost. And who are you going to call? Are you going to call the cops? It's a real problem. And that's why so many people don't trust the cops.
Yeah.
Because their personal property has been stolen.
Ground.
Well, they steal their cars.
The moral high ground.
Yeah, they steal their cars, their tools, their equipment. And, you know, of course, they claim it's all in the interest of keeping us safe.
Yeah, we don't need to be kept safe from them. They are the problem. Most people in country areas are perfectly capable of looking after themselves, and most people in city areas are also perfectly capable of looking after themselves. The police just need to get out of the way.
Yeah, leave us alone.
And let us look after ourselves.
Yeah. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you so much. There's a link to Gwyneth Isaacs' Facebook page at usapreparees.com, usapreparees.com. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay, have a great week.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.